This is episode 116, True to Size.
Just before we start, I want to point out that that was probably the happiest intro we've ever had. Everyone always sounds miserable when they're introducing the episode, but thank you for that mysterious guest. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the quarantine at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hi.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hey, guys.
There we go. Now we got some enthusiasm going on. And speaking of enthusiasm, are you guys ready?
Here we go.
It's been 70 episodes since they've been here, so you know they're due for a visit. Some of the nicest guests we've ever had, but that's not saying too much, is it? Between the two of them, you ain't never seen this many ones. With a couple collections that are hotter than 600 suns.
Oh, that's hot.
Heat like that, about to have the Arctic fully thawed. Please welcome back our friends Tara and Ahmad.
Hey.
Guys, thank you for being here. We mentioned before we started, but it's been almost or more than 70 episodes since you've been here, so that's long overdue. We apologize. It's Alvin's fault 100% that you guys he takes full responsibility, but we're glad you guys are back. Thank you. You guys are staying well, hopefully.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. Yeah, as we mentioned before, Ahmad, this is no change for you anyways. So like, you're just loving that you have an excuse now to stay home, right?
Oh yeah. It's a little, tiny tweak, you know?
Well, we've got a super fun show this week. So after a full episode of doing NSR last week, we're back to a regular scheduled programming. We've got a fire round question that could probably be a main discussion. And we've got a crazy story in This Week in Kicks. Then we're going to get into some 21 questions with our friends Tara and Ahmad because they haven't played that yet. And of course, we're going to end with a mini interview and test how well they know each other. Because we love breaking up happy relationships. But first, Ahmad, you have 20 seconds. Can you name five Jordans that have released this year in 2020 that are not Jordan 1s? Go.
Oh, you probably got me. I've been out of the loop. Let me try, though. Jordan 5 Off-White.
Sure.
Jordan 5 Fire Red.
There we go. There we go.
Jordan 3 UNC.
There we go. Okay. 10 seconds.
Come on. I don't think I might have to tap out there.
Oh my goodness. See, I didn't realize how hard it was until I tried to do it myself. It's really hard to keep track of non-Jordan 1s. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
When you started the question, immediately through my head, I started thinking of like three or four different Jordan 1s that really
It's literally like if there's been six pairs of Jordan 1s released this year, then there's been six total other pairs. Like the only other thing I could think of was like the neon Jordan 4, like the Air Max 95 neon Jordan 4. I don't know if Black Cats was this year or not, but I think it was in the last couple months. Yeah, there's not a lot. But thank you for trying. You have failed. But first, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire round.
Yes, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from a non-listener. This week's question comes from at Jill's Ray, a.k.a. Jill. So she doesn't listen, but she made sure to point out that I had to put this question in the podcast. So it's like a 4 or 5 part question, but I'll ask it all at once and we'll kind of answer it all separately. So she says, have you ever used a bot to purchase a pair of sneakers? If yes, which pair of sneakers was it? And if you haven't, would you ever use a bot to purchase a pair of sneakers? And if not, why haven't you or why wouldn't you use a bot to purchase a pair of sneakers? So the first part of the question, have any of us ever used a bot to purchase a pair of sneakers? Alvin?
Nope.
Joel?
Nope.
Tara and Ahmad and or Ahmad?
Nope.
No. Me as well, no.
Yeah.
So would you guys ever use a bot to purchase a pair of sneakers? And this is, we can kind of answer them together. Would you ever, and if not, or if yes, why not? Kind of just explain your answer real quick. Alvin, go ahead.
No. Well, I don't know. I was always under the impression that you have to pay for bots.
You do. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Why am I spending extra money that I can just put into another pair of sneakers if I don't get these ones?
Because you're trying to guarantee it for yourself.
If it's not guaranteed, then I don't care, bro. It's not meant to be. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No release since I've, quote unquote, grown up a little bit is that important to me that I would need to buy bots to possibly get the shoe. I don't think it's worth it. It's not worth my time. It's not worth the extra money for me.
Yeah, I can feel that. Joel, what about you? Would you ever use a bot to purchase a pair of shoes?
I'm the same way too. Like if I can't get it at the like many different ways that we're trying to get these sneakers. Like I got myself on the cell phone. I got Mare. Mare's helping me out sometimes, so she's on her cell phone. We got the laptop open. If I can't get it, then it just wasn't meant to
be. No one wanted you to have that shoe. That's what that means.
That's what it was. That's what it is, man. And it's just a sign. Like, yo, like, fuck, you're like. You're getting shitted on.
So yeah, it's not for you.
So yeah, man. So it's like that. But yeah, man. Like I don't think I would actually go get a bot, because that same thing too. Like you got to go pay for it and whatnot. And sometimes like these sites now, it's like you know, it's they put up that I guess it's like it's hard for bots to get in and whatnot. So
the bot so blockers like, and all the captchas and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. So it's like it's not really worth it. You know what I mean? So
I'm the same way. I don't think I would use a bot. It's not for the same reason as you guys. Like if I'm not, I don't think I'm not meant to have it. If I don't get it, I think that I was wronged personally. If I don't get it, I think it was everyone's fault that I didn't get it and I was meant to have it. It's mostly just because I can't see myself. Because it is a gamble at the end of the day. Like it's never 100% guaranteed. It's not 100% guaranteed if I have a bot, and it's not 100% guaranteed if I don't have a bot. So I'm not putting money down to bet that a bot will be able to get it and I won't, kind of thing. So that's mostly me. Like unless I can guarantee 100% I'm going to get it, I'm not going to invest in a bot. I strongly considered it 2 weeks ago for the Supreme COVID-19 release, just because I know Supreme bots are like some of the most advanced bots that are out there because the site is so basic. If it wasn't for a miscommunication with someone else who was going to go in on a bot with me, then we would have had it. And there was like a $50 one and we were going to split it and both kind of try. But yeah, Supreme is a whole different animal. So yeah, for 25 bucks, if it can guarantee it, then I would give it a try. But I didn't use the bot and I still got the shirt. So stupid robot. Tara, Ahmad, would you guys ever use a bot or have you or kind of thing?
For the longest time, I was always against bots. I can't lie. Up until literally just recently, like maybe a week ago, the temptation kind of kicked in. But I kind of always like Alvin and Joel said, like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And a lot of times if you miss out on something, it kind of leads to a better pickup or like something that, you know what I mean? Whereas if you bought that with a bot, your funds might have been tied up there and then you miss out on something better. Yeah, like I said, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But recently, I can't lie, the temptation's been there for the royal toes. But I'm kind of glad I didn't pull through. Like, you feel your sense of your virginity is kept intact. You know?
You still feel like you're on your ethical high horse a little bit when you're like, I didn't use a bot yet. I'm still a good guy.
I'm still pure.
Exactly, yeah. I really like that you guys are relating it to divine intervention. Like, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. Tara, what about you? Any temptation ever to use a bot, or would you ever use a bot behind Ahmad's back?
No, I kind of agree with everyone else. If the shoe's meant to be, meant to be. And also, being on the other side of the not using the bots, that we don't have the advantage, why take the advantage from someone else?
Yeah, that's like where it comes down to the ethical argument, where it's like it creates an uneven playing field, and it's not as exactly where it should be. If you can't beat them, join them, because then if everyone has a bot, then no one has a bot, and you're at ground zero again, because Then it's robots against robots, and then it's Terminator or iRobot. No one wants to see that. Okay, if you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the podcast, first of all, please listen to the podcast. Second of all, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, Tara, you have 20 seconds. Can you name five women's only Jordans that are not a Jordan 1?
Holy.
You got it.
Okay. So Vogue 3s.
Nice. That's a good one.
Anime 6s. anime 10s.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. 5 seconds. Two more.
24s.
One more.
Time's up.
Oh.
I was thinking the women's Aqua 8, the white Aqua 8.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That one, I believe, is still a women's only. I could be wrong. I can't think of anything else, though. Once again, a department that's very saturated with Jordan 1s. Next up, CGS Picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
And because I was the best at Can You Name 5 last week, I will be going first. And my pick this week is what they're being dubbed as the alternate Fire Red Air Jordan 3 that is set to be releasing this summer, August 1st, the day before my birthday. Is it meant to be? What? Is there divine intervention there? Who knows? Let me tell you about it. So the shoe, essentially, from what I can tell, because I think the only publicized picture is the heel tab, which is obviously the shining star or opposite of that, depending on how you look at it. The shoe looks to be just like a regular Jordan 3 Fire Red. It's got the red heel counter, red heel lining, red toe, mostly white, and then black elephant print toe cap and on the heel counter as well. The main difference in why it's being called the alternate is because of the heel tab. So instead of the Jumpman, which we've been accustomed to seeing the last two times this shoe has come out, they've replaced it with a translucent heel tab that has the Jumpman, which is also translucent. The air under the Jumpman, the writing, is written in red. And then underneath the heel tab, which I presume is either embroidered or screen printed onto the actual shoe, is a Nike and a swoosh. And then obviously the Air, it works for both the Air Jordan logo and the Nike Air logo. So the first time I looked at this, I was like, why? And now as I discuss it again with you all right now on episode 116 of True to Size, I still say why. I'm not a fan. I don't like it. I don't consider myself a purist by any means, but I think this was one of those things that was better left untouched. Like they tried a thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. It's kind of gimmicky, kind of cool. Like it's kind of a similar situation to the free throw line, which is a lot more subtle. The free throw line, white cement Jordan 3, where it was a translucent and they had the line. Like, at least that doesn't mess with the actual aesthetic of the shoe. But it's just too much going on the heel tab for me. They should have just released it with Nike Air and I would have been all in. Because the Fire Red 3 is one of the first Jordans I ever got. And I remember getting it with Alvin Quincy Martinez at Yorkdale off a guy on Kijiji. So that's a big memory shoe for me. But they just, I think they goofed it. I'm going to call these a poop. I'm not a big fan. Do you guys have any opinions? If you've seen the shoe, how do you guys feel about it? Because it's getting mixed reviews, I think.
Oh, for sure, bro. That's, I mean, you know me. I love the Fire Red 3. That's like one of my favorite threes. But I don't know, bro. Same with you, bro. When I saw the pictures, I had to take like 3 or 5 looks.
I was confused. I was
like, what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, so, I don't know. I felt hurt in a way. I don't know why.
My baby. They hurt my baby.
Honestly, when I was looking, when I heard of them retroing the Fire Red 3, I got hella amped because I was like, yo, you know what? I could use a third pair just because with a Nike on the back, right?
Clean. But, yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm not. I don't know. I might just like get someone to change the heel tab for me.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, too. You know what I mean. Like, yeah. I still want a pair because I feel like the leather is gonna be, or like the shoe itself is gonna be fairly good quality.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, heel tap definitely messes with my head a little bit, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. What about Tara, Maude, Joel? What do you guys think about the clear heel tap? I feel, like I said, it's very polarizing. Some people love it and some people hate it.
Yeah.
Both Tara like, and Ahmad shook their head no. They just are not down.
Well, you know what happens to clear translucent material.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. Oh,
you know what I mean? So it's like
turns into pee.
Yeah, so it's in the long run it'll get like really, really tacky and you're gonna need that heel tap swap. So I don't know.
Might as well swap it right away, bro.
Yeah, man. It's a no go for me too, man.
I did not even think of that after 5 years what that heel tab is gonna look like. That's not gonna be a that's not gonna be a pretty sight at all. Oh boy. Yikes. Yeah.
I kind of feel like a hypocrite since I like the Tinker and the free throw lines quite a bit. I kind of feel like a hypocrite not liking these, but it's just, I don't know, like you say, you should have let this one be, I guess.
We talk a lot on the podcast about like the reason a shoe is done, like the reason a collab is done, the reason, what was it? The raison d'être in French, the reason to be. The Tinker is an example of a shoe that should exist. It was an original Tinker sketch. It was meant to come out like that. There's a reason behind that. This, unless they can fire up some, no pun intended, some real great story behind this, there's no reason I think this needed to happen at all. Like
they're going to reveal it on The Last Dance.
Oh, he's going to be wearing it. He actually wore the shoe in 1998.
Prototype. It's like the 1.5, you know? He wanted the Jumpman on there, but they wanted the Nike. So that's how they compromised. They put a translucent Jumpman on it.
If I see this shoe on Michael Jordan's foot in 1998, I'm going to lose my damn mind. I'll be convinced that Nike literally developed a teleporting, time-shifting technology just to sell this fucking shoe. All right, Alvin, I think this shoe is a poop. What's your pick? Let's get off of this one.
All right. I picked the Stussy Air Force One Low collaboration that is set to release sometime later this year. It says holiday 2020 with a retail price of $130, which is probably going to be about $160-170 Canadian, which isn't too bad. They use the same colorway as they did with the Spiridons.
Yes.
Was that the Spiridons?
Yes.
Mm. Yes. I personally love the subtle detail on the midsole where it usually says, was it Air or Nike? Air? It says Air. It says Stussy. Mm. I love that little detail that they put in that. And unfortunately, that's all we can see. I don't think there are any other details, but I love the... like the off-white, like patina color with the hints of brown on it. It's really clean, super dope. The black one is cute. I mean, I'm not really a fan of black shoes. Yeah. They just don't pop enough for me when I go out and shit. And I don't like that. Unless it's a Black Cement 3.
Yeah.
It's not going to go. So the black ones are a super, super duper poop, like diarrhea.
Oh, God.
But... the patina ones with the brown are like I'll stay there like a cop. If I get the chance, I might cop. If I have money, I'll cop.
Yeah, this is the same situation that happened with the Supreme Air Force One when it released. Everyone said they should have literally done this exact same thing, and maybe this is why they didn't put the sup on the midsole, because this was obviously coming down the pipeline. They're just a little bit plain for me, no? Like, the quality you can only assume is going to be incredible. But the black one, for sure, like Alvin said, didn't need to go away. But the pink one, even, or pink or whatever color it is just kind of plain to me.
Ooh.
You feel it, though, Alvin? Ooh. It's kind of a dressed-up look. I could see it going with some nice...
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, because, I mean, there were a lot of the weddings that were postponed this year for me. So now I can invest in a good wedding shoe because I'm not wearing dress shoes anymore. Fuck that shit. It's not my wedding. And even if you're family and I love you, I'm still wearing sneakers to your wedding. And these are a good wedding shoe. That's my thought process.
I think we could start that trend. No wedding shoes 2021. That might be a thing. Or no dress shoes 2021. Because I agree with you for that one. Joel, what do you got?
So my pick is the Air Jordan 1 Low sweater.
Sweater.
So this is it's inspired by the infamous, like, in The Last Dance, you know,
yes,
in Barcelona, mm-hmm. Mike's walking down the street, mm-hmm. and he's got like this vivid, like, printed shirt and shorts combo, and he looks up and he's got like that big mural of him, and that's what it inspired the shoe, is that vivid graphic print overlay. It's like all over, it's pretty much like on the by the toe box, by the heel counter. It's got a black collar. It's got the black swoosh. It's on white upper, you know, white mid, black outsole. It's a clean low cut of the Jordan 1. And it's got like the graphic, the print overlays, like that infamous sweater short combo that he's got on.
Sick.
In the Barcelona, in like while he was in the Barcelona Olympics. But yeah, these drop sometime in 2020. I'm guessing maybe even summer. So keep an eye out. These are super cute. I like them, man. They're pretty dope, man. But yeah, check them out.
Two things for me. If this was a Jordan 1 High, this would be one of the best shoes of the year. That's the first thing I have to say. Sure, like, man. Undoubtedly, I think. The second thing, Joel, can you just reach out to your friends at Jordan Brand and ask them or let them know that we need the actual tracksuit to come out? Like, we need the shirt, shorts combo to,
I'm sure it will.
To release alongside it. In its original form, because that picture of him walking into the Olympic Stadium fully fitted with that and his cap is like, holy crap, I want to be Michael Jordan right there in every sense of the word.
It makes you want to tuck your shirt in your shorts.
100%.
Like, that's the look, man. It's the look. You have to, man.
Like, if he doesn't have his shirt tucked in this picture, it looks like he's about to go to sleep. Like, this is like definitely a sleep outfit. But now, like, every time I go to bed, I want to tuck my sleep shirt into my basketball shorts before I go to sleep, because this is a whole look. Like, he just increased the sleep look by 100-fold. I love it. It's so good.
So good.
So Tara and Ahmad both have separate picks, and we're going to let them rock, paper, scissors. Oh, Tara won. Okay, Tara, what's your pick?
The pick of the week that I chose was the Nike SB Dunk Low Atmos Elephant Print.
Ooh.
Well, it's projected to come out in November.
Yeah, I don't know about those ones. I know you're a big Atmos freak, though. How do you feel about those?
I love it. The concept photo so far looks identical to the Air Max ones.
Yeah.
In terms of the color scheme on the panels and everything. So it's just finding out, actually seeing what exactly it looks like closer to the date.
Yeah, the execution is going to matter a lot, because like you said, in the concept photo / leak off the factory, whatever that is supposed to be, doesn't look so hot, but the ascent, like the execution will matter, because it's basically a Supreme Dunk with a Tiffany swoosh. If they do it right, it could be an all-timer, but if they do it wrong, it could end up in the garbage can. So it'll be interesting. Are you adding these to your Atmos collection when they release, though?
Yes.
Doesn't matter what they look like. Non-negotiable. Ahmad is buying them for you. Good to know. Yeah. That's a whoop-de-whoop if I've ever heard one. Ahmad, what's your pick this week?
My pick was, I just recently found out, so it's rumored. I'm not sure if it's actually coming out, the Jordan 1 Neutral Gray.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh. So,
I haven't retroed yet since 85. Just a simple, clean, neutral colorway. No pun intended.
Ooh. It hasn't come out since 85. I actually didn't know that. That's a good fact.
For some of the OG collectors, it's kind of been waiting for a while, you know, but it's one of those cool ones to finally see them bring back, because like, after, 30 years, you thought that they're probably just going to not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you like to see them GR it, because it's so simple?
Yes.
Is that because you want to get it?
Yes.
My take on that. Yes, and I would like to see them GR it with the 85 shape, like they did with the New Beginnings pack.
Now you're reaching a little bit, I think.
They made those insanely limited.
That's true.
For the average person, it was really hard to get. So it would be nice to get a Jordan 1 with that shape for the masses, but I know it's quite a reach.
Okay, so since you're the Jordan 1 guy, you get one more Jordan 1 follow-up question. If they could bring back Like, what's the next OG height, whatever you want to call it, 85 edition Jordan 1 that needs to come out? It could be a Travis. Ooh. Travis 1 OG.
Travis 1 OG.
Tough call. I don't know. A few things run through my head. It would be nice to see them do the DMP Celtic in a better quality,
ooh,
in a proper height. Maybe with Nike Air. I'm not too picky on the Nike Air like most people. But just the height and the quality. If they did that with a nice shape, with the Celtic colorway, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Ooh,
I appreciate that answer because you cheated a little bit and said two shoes, which is very good. I like that. that's very good. And that's a really good answer because most people would jump directly to Breds or Chicago's, but you thought it out a little bit, and I respect that. That's a good answer from a true Jordan 1 head. I like that.
I was going to say, I'm not a huge fan of them retroing Chicago's, unlike most people.
Oh, that's because you have 34 pairs. That's why you don't need them to bring back anymore. It would just make you spend too much more money if they brought back Chicago's. It would be a waste of your money, a waste of your resources. Next up, this week in kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. And just one news story that I could find this week, but it couldn't be more fitting to literally what we were just talking about. Some game-worn Jordans are up for auction this week. The auction is ending soon, actually. So riding high on the coattails of The Last Dance, like Jordan Brand has been doing and everyone else has been doing as well, a signed pair of game-worn Air Jordan 1s has found its way to auction this week. So the auction is being hosted by, we still don't know how to pronounce, Sotheby's? Sotheby's? Alvin, how do we say
Sotheby's.
It? Okay, that's this week's pronunciation. Got it. So the pair in question is game worn from 1985. It's the 13, 13 and a half combination. If you guys didn't know that, one of MJ's feet is 13. The other one is 13 and a half. That's a fun little tidbit for you. And the inside collar is stamped with TYPS, which apparently indicates that they were made for player use. Does anyone know what TYPS stands for? I don't know what it is. It's not a quiz.
Made in?
Maybe. Something like, I have no idea. If anybody listening, Sean Collard, specifically you, let us know what it means, because I'm sure that you have a full essay on what TYPS stands for. But so the auction itself is going on right now on Sotheby's.com, and it's ending on May 17th, so 6 days, 5 days from the day you're listening. And the current bid, any guesses on the current bid? Just so we have a gauge, I know that Ahmad's probably been keeping up, and he may be the highest bidder right now. The bidding started at $100,000 USD.
Jeez.
Started. So does anyone have an estimate? And it's ending in 5 days. What the bid is at right now, Alvin?
$230,000.
Lower. Joel, what do you think?
Lower.
I'm gonna say 320.
I just said lower than 230,000. Joel's been in quarantine for too long. He's forgetting math. Someone go teach Jomar numbers really quickly. Yeah. Don't let Joel do it. Okay, you wasted your turn. Ahmad, what's your guess?
I don't know, 150K?
Close, a little bit higher. Tara, you have the last chance.
180?
Ooh, it is 160. $160,000 USD for a signed pair of game-worn Air Jordan 1s from 1985. And
what are the increments you have to go to when you place a bid?
I'm willing to bet it's more than a dollar.
Like 10 Gs?
I didn't check that.
The bid is going to be 170.
Yeah, yeah. If not when, if. I like the optimism. That's very nice of you. And the pair actually came, this is just a fun side note, came from Shoezeum. It was one of his personal pairs. That guy just seems to have a little bit of everything. I don't know. I just don't know. Next up, previously in kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives and otherwise, because we've been doing some non-sneaker related pickups as well. Joel, any pickups?
Nope.
But I know that behind you, you do have a new pickup sneaker, somewhat sneaker related, no?
Oh, yeah. It's shelving.
Yes.
Yeah, I got shelving to clean it up a bit down here.
Jeez.
Shout out to Mayor for grabbing the wrong ones too.
Yeah, please tell that story because that's a very funny story.
We did curbside pickup for the second price bracket down for these shelves. and it was taking a while for us to get our email confirmation from Home Depot. And then Mare walked in there when they opened up. Mm-hmm. She was like, "Yeah, we haven't gotten our email to come pick it up. What's going on?" And then the lady, she was just too busy at the cashier. So she's like, "You know what? I see your email here. Just go grab it and then just wave me down when you leave." So then Mare walks over, picks up like
and walks out with a dishwasher.
And then she just waves, "Bye bye." So shout out to Mare for grabbing the bigger one. So,
yeah. Wow, she's a real thief. I like that. I respect that. I didn't know that Mare had that hood side in her. I like that. So for me, no pickups. Hopefully some stuff coming in the next week, potentially, but I don't know exactly what yet. But my COVID-19 box logo did finally come in. That Saturday delivery came
nice.
Clutch. So that was exciting. It's exactly what you would imagine a screen-printed t-shirt looks like. It's just perfect. Amazing. Alvin, any pickups, sneaker-related or otherwise, in the last week?
Toilet paper. Yeah, buddy.
Damn. Yeah, buddy. Wow, that's the most exciting thing anyone's ever picked up on this podcast. Just a quick side note, and I don't know, maybe this could have been an NSR, but did you see that there's a company selling reusable toilet paper?
Ew, what the hell?
That's a real thing. Reusable toilet paper. We won't get into it. I just wanted to put that into the minds of all you and all the listeners right now. Tara, Ahmad, any sneaker pickups or non-sneaker pickups in the last month-ish, whatever, however long?
I recently grabbed the Atmos Air Max 1 from the pack from a good friend, Netmeg.
Yeah.
Nice, bro.
Yes, and, yes, you did.
Yeah, I know Lawrence wants those, but
yes, I do.
And I'm literally about to shoot my shot on a pair of the OG Levi's 4s, the blue ones.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, sick.
So that's about it. Just that one pickup, and then I'm gonna try to make my offer once I'm free off the pod. I was going to
wow,
before,
once he's
but,
free. Oh my goodness, we've trapped him. We've trapped him on the podcast. If they sell on the podcast, I'm going to feel awful, just awful. Yeah. If you get the Levi's 4, will you distress it?
No, I would love to, but because I'm like the least artistic person out there, I wouldn't know how to. Maybe I can get, Flippin' Lace's daughter, Jalen Gubatan, to do something nice for me. I don't know.
Good friend of the show, Jalen. There, you just shot his shot twice. He shot a shot with buying the shoe and Jalen customized it. That's good. I like that double shot. Tara, any pickups for you in the last week or two?
I have 4 pickups. One was an hour ago.
An hour ago? Ahmad said you guys were running errands. I didn't know it was that kind of errand.
Holy.
All right.
So I fell in the lap that came across a post that it was LA to Chicago's in a size 7.5.
Oh,
wow.
For a really reasonable price. It was nice. Pretty local.
Pretty local. We just whipped up to Bowmanville.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no way. Did you guys see S. Cohen?
S. Cohen.
It was fun, though. Yes,
that's crazy. That's dope, though, Jay.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
Are you okay? So, same question then. Are you going to customize them?
I think I will, but I don't know. I want to plan it out.
Okay.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be like me, and when I get a pair, I'm just going to take off every single Laker colorway from that shoe. You want to actually do something somewhat creative. What about the other 3? You said you had 4 pickups 4. In the last little. That's kind of insane. Unless LA to Chicago, you're counting as 2. That's cheating.
No, it was 4. The other 3 were Atmos Pack, Red 2001s.
Two of them she got in the last week.
Yeah, 2 red Omens and Bio Beige 3s.
Hey. Oh my God.
Holy.
That's a strong lineup, yo.
Wow, yeah, she really just shit on a mod right there. Holy crap. This guy's talking about maybe I'm going to place an offer, and she just bought like 5 grails in the last week. Damn. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Anything else we were about to buy doesn't make a difference anymore. No. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. E-E-E. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. So a couple mistakes this week. They were all caught by a good friend of the show, James B. Will.
Oh, James.
So he says, being a car guy, the one thing that stood out to me was that Phil, aka Soul Purpose, said he wanted a 6 Series Mercedes, but a 6 Series would be a BMW. Sorry, Phil, but you're an idiot. He also let me know when we were talking about extraction that it's pronounced Hemsworth, not Helmsworth. I apologize, Chris Hemsworth, for that. But he does say, another great pod, guys. You had me laughing like crazy during the Can You Name 5 game. So I'm glad to know that our failures are making others smile. That's all that I want in life. Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. And this week, a pretty broad question, but once again, no explanations allowed. This week's thumbs up, thumbs down is Puma. Alvin.
Up.
Up. Joel.
Thumbs up.
I'm going to go down. Ahmad.
Down.
Ooh. Tara.
Down.
Ah, the downs win. next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And if you guys didn't notice, it snowed today quite a bit. It snowed over the weekend enough. And I want to know, because it's supposed to apparently start getting nicer soon, allegedly. Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it. I want to know, at what temperature do you guys start wearing shorts? Alvin. Now? 18. That seems high. I was thinking,
well, it needs to be warm.
I know. I was thinking like 16. 16 and I'm going shorts with a hoodie. Easily. All day. Yeah. That's my favorite outfit. Joel, what about... Joel, you wear shorts all year round, but when... what's the temperature threshold for you?
I'd probably say like... Same thing, like 17, 18.
Wow, I feel really white now for having my number be so low.
But you've been that way, Lawrence. It's okay, man.
I have been really white. You're correct. Since I was born, actually. Ahmad, when do you start wearing shorts?
Oh, me, like 21 degrees?
Oh, man. Oh, 21. Man. Now I feel... 21. Oh, my goodness. In 21, I'm wearing a wife beater and short shorts at that point. It's insane. Tara, when do you start wearing shorts? Come on, please.
Probably 16, 17.
That's a little bit closer to me, and I appreciate it. Thank you. And that was about 30 seconds. Thank you for your time. All right, next up, the moment that every single person in the world has been waiting for. We are going to play 21 questions with our esteemed guests, Tara and Ahmad. It's been 70 episodes since they've been here, so they haven't had the opportunity to experience the rigor that is 21 questions. How you play is it's your own personal fire round. So some of the questions will be directed to both of you, and some of them will be individual, but you will in total each get 21 questions. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We will go Ahmad and then Tara. So for the questions that will require an answer from both of you, we'll go Ahmad and then Tara. First, Air or Boost?
Air.
Air.
Next, Crew socks or no-shows?
Oh, Crew.
No-show.
Next, number 3, red or blue?
Blue.
Red.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number 4, matching couples shoes?
No.
No.
Okay. That was probably make or break, so that's a good one. Number 5, Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe.
Kobe.
Number six, Kobe's or LeBron's?
Kobe's.
Kobe's.
Number seven, original boxes or drop fronts?
Original boxes.
Original boxes.
Oh, this is so cute. Number eight, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Oh, that's a contentious issue. I don't know about that. Number nine, elephant print or safari print?
Safari. Elephant.
Ooh, here we go. Now it's getting juicy. Number 10, Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
Jason Mark.
Jason Mark.
Number 11, favorite Jordan model above the AJ14?
21.
Ooh.
Is that the one with the red suede? The yes. Really nice red suede?
Yes.
That one, yeah.
That's correct, yes.
31s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
I never even thought they went that high. Number 12, laces tied tight in a bow or hanging loose?
In a bow?
Neither, tied behind.
Oh, tied behind. Oh, my goodness. That wasn't an option, but I like it. Number 13, lower price, regular box, or higher price, special box?
I'm cool with lower price, regular box.
Ooh, that's the wrong answer. Hopefully Tara has the right answer.
Higher price, special box.
There we go. That's my girl. There we go. Number 14, Ahmad, when are you going to propose?
Oh, soon.
Not if he makes that offer on those Levi's 4s. I don't know about that. Number 15, what are three sneaker heading essentials?
Buy what you like.
Yep.
I don't know. One thing that's overlooked is know what suits your look and your style.
That's a fact. Okay. That's a big one.
That's what everyone's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I guess, set goals for what you want to accomplish when it comes to buying sneakers or collecting.
That's a good one, too. I like that. Tara, nice. What do you think?
That was good, man.
Rep your own style. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to wear your shoes as well as be unique.
Yeah.
I like all of that. Wow, you guys are so profound. Number 16, glow in the dark or 3M?
Oh.
So much pressure.
Glow in the dark.
Oh, glow in the dark. All right, Tara, this is just for you. Who was the first president of the United States?
The answer is
George Washington. Number 18, ooh. Who was the star of the movie He Got Game?
Denzel.
This was just for Tara, but thank you. sorry. Number 19, what state is Seattle located in, Tara?
Chicago?
Washington. Yeah. The correct answer for all of them was Washington. Number 17 for Ahmad.
Denzel Washington.
This is just for Ahmad. Who is pictured on the $20 bill in Canada?
I have no clue.
The Queen. The answer is the Queen. Number 18. Who sang the hit song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen.
The answer, yes. The correct answer is, yes, Queen. Queen is number 19 for Ahmad. What is the most important piece in a game of chess?
The king?
That was a close one. You almost said queen. I was praying that was going to work, and it didn't. But you had to think about it, and I like that. Number 20, this is for both of you. What is your number one grail?
85 black toes.
Ooh,
whoa.
That's a big one.
Sick.
They came in my size specifically. It would be the, band ones.
Band ones.
Oh.
Number 20.
I was thinking satin first, but then it's bands. Satin breads.
Oh, satin breads.
Oh, yeah.
Satin breads. Those are both. Oh, man. I want both of those shoes. Number 21. Would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Number one.
Ooh.
Number one.
Wow. I see the stress on both of your guys' face, so I want to relieve you and let you know that the game is over. You both did fail. You both did fail. But you tried really hard, and that's what actually matters. So just a little bit about you. We've had you on the show before. It was 70 episodes, like we mentioned. So it's been a couple years at this point. And the story of how you guys got into sneakers or how you became involved in sneakers is a good one. It's cute. It's tear-jerking. I love it. It's like a romantic comedy. So if you would, I believe Ahmad is the one who tells the story the best. Ahmad, please tell us the story of how you became infatuated with sneakers.
Well, essentially, it was just an invite to the Nike employee store from one of Tara's friends, and we just went and picked up some shoes, and from there, the infatuation started shortly after we went on a vacation to Paris, and then where we picked up some real heat from the employee store. We kind of didn't know what we were doing. We just kind of picked up what we thought looked cool, but by then, we kind of, like, had done some research, and we picked up... I think it was Black Cement 3s and Black Toe 1s when we went there.
Ooh.
And then ever since we came back, it was just like a snowball effect. It was
so your first real pairs were Black Cement 3s and Black Toes. That's kind
pretty
of
much, yeah.
That's kind of insane. Like, a lot of people would be really upset that that's a fact, because a lot of people would be very jealous. Okay, I have a question, and this may be a weird question, but would you guys prefer if you were the same size?
No.
No? So you could share shoes, essentially. So both of your collections would double in size.
It would be pretty convenient, and it would be, in a sense, kind of cool. But there's kind of certain leaps and hurdles that we've come to encounter being different sizes that it's actually kind of fun. For example, if there's a certain shoe that's really expensive and we only one of us can afford it, I'll enjoy it through her owning it.
Nice guy.
Wow. Ahmad is a lot more selfless than me, I swear. I would be like, nope, I'm getting it. Sorry. So you mentioned... go ahead.
Since we're on kind of opposite ends of the spectrum, sometimes it's a lot harder for me to get something in my size, but easier for her to get it. And then opposite sometimes as well. So if it's a lot... harder for me to get it and easier, and we both want it, obviously we'll just get it for her, and then I'm not going to kill myself to get it for myself.
And with us having different sizes, it has, like, both of us have our own unique collection instead of being one combined.
See, I didn't even think about it like that, because the initial response that I would have given if I was in the same predicament would be like, hell yeah, I want to double my collection size. But I like that you guys like the uniqueness and the challenge of having to hunt for, because Ahmad, you're an 11 and a half, right?
Yeah, 11 and a half to 12.
Yeah, which sucks for many reasons,
yeah,
obviously.
Man.
No offense. In the nicest way, it sucks.
It used to be good.
It used to be good. Yeah, it used to be really good. And Tara, you're a 7-ish?
I'm like a 7.5, a true 7.5.
Ooh, that's even rougher. Yeah. 11.5 is the 7.5, yeah. Especially in Canada. That's like the impossible unicorn size in Canada. Mm. And any pairs that do come here, Hardy Girl buys them all. So, I mean, like, you're just screwed.
She's nice enough to sell us some stuff. So
there you go. Yeah, she resells stuff to you guys. That's so nice of her. she doesn't listen. Maybe I think she does, actually. I love you, Mare. So you mentioned before the podcast, and we've seen on your Instagram for the past, like, week, but you've purged your sneakers like crazy. Like, how many pairs did you say you've sold in the last 7 days-ish?
Probably about 70, 75.
So pretty much some people's whole collection you've purged from yours.
Yeah.
What was the reason behind that? And what were these pairs that you were even selling? Like, what made you come to this whole conclusion?
It was mostly stuff that was, like, we still liked, but just wasn't getting any love anymore. Just when you start to buy and buy over time, stuff starts to fall to the back of the list. And we realized there's pairs that we can enjoy without owning. We can see the story. We can see 100 people posted on Instagram. But it was kind of sad to see them sitting in storage collecting dust. So we thought we'd at least let other people enjoy them instead of wearing them once every 3 years. So that was kind of the logic behind it. And also to open up space for new stuff that we want.
More shoes.
Yeah. So.
Basically just more shoe money. I don't hate it though. So you mentioned something, and I've never heard that in my life in the nicest way. Like, it's one of the coolest things I think I've heard from a sneaker lover. I don't know if you guys caught it either. You said enjoy it without owning it. And like, that's like the purest form I can think of being a sneaker lover, that like you see someone else has it. Like Joel has a pair of shoes that I really like that I would love to own, but I see Joel has it and loves it. And I can see it every once in a while. He'll post it and I'll be like, ah, I got my fix. I like that. That's very good. Keep that quality. Anybody listening, learn to enjoy things without owning. Uh-huh. I love that. That's just my side note. Okay, so this is, you know when you go to a wedding and they face you back to back and you have to lift a shoe of the groom or the bride? This isn't an innuendo in any way that there's a wedding forthcoming. None of that. It's just a way to see how well you guys know each other. So the first half of it is going to be direct questions, so you're both going to have a chance to answer. And then the second half of it is going to be questions about one another. So the first question I have for you is, who is the more impulsive purchaser? Ahmad. Ahmad. Oh, you both think it's Ahmad.
Easy.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I've always had this hunting mentality. I'm always... She's more reserved and like, okay, like if it comes to me or if I find it, but I'm like, oh, it's like if I see something, I want it. There's no stopping me.
Like a ring, right? Same thing.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was going to be put on the spot. I apologize. It's just too easy. I like that you said she's more reserved, but she bought 4 pairs of 01 black breads in the last week. So I mean, oh, Ahmad is the one who bought them.
He's the one that's been finding all of them.
Oh, like Ahmad said, he wants to see you buy them so he can enjoy them. That's not, it's seeming less and less selfless now, Ahmad. Okay, next up. Who has more shoes? Is it Ahmad or Tara?
We just did the count.
Me by a few, yeah.
Oh, you by a few. I don't want to ask because that's private between you two. But you said it's close, though?
Yeah, it's not too far.
Is that before or after the purge?
After the purge.
Was the purge your pairs or her pairs?
It was pretty even.
Pretty even?
It's already mine.
I think she's maybe...
Oh. So once again, Ahmad is getting sneaker money by selling Tara's shoes. Okay. Okay. It's becoming clearer. Okay, so what was the last pair you bought one another? So, Ahmad, what was the last pair you bought for Tara?
I bought her the Bio Beige.
Oh, that's cute.
Hey.
That's good. Yeah. In a 7.5?
In an 8.
Okay, I was going to say. That's true. And Tara, what was the last pair you bought for Ahmad? Ooh.
I don't even know.
Wow.
He's been winning a lot of his pairs.
Been good.
That's good that it wasn't recent. He doesn't need any more shoes. That's a good answer. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with a very basic one, and we're going to get deeper and deeper as we go. This is just a Kickstarter. So, Tara, what is Ahmad's favorite color?
Blue.
Ahmad, is that correct?
Yes.
Ahmad, what is Tara's favorite color?
I believe red.
Yeah, that's correct. Next up, Ahmad, what is Tara's ring size?
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding.
Her shoe size.
It's supposed to be your shoe size, yeah. Okay, next up, Tara, what is Ahmad's favorite shoe that he owns?
Jordan 1 Frags.
Ahmad, is that correct?
Yes.
You guys don't have to lie. If it's wrong, you can call the other person out. Don't worry. We're hoping for a UFC 249 situation here. I want to see someone's face get bashed in really bad. Yeah. All right, Ahmad, what is Tara's favorite shoe that she owns? Here we go.
I'm going to guess 94 breads.
Is that correct, Tara?
Yes.
Damn, this is boring. They know each other. They actually communicate. Man. Oh, no. All right, Tara.
Who does that?
Right? This is lame. Tara, what is next on Ahmad's hit list?
The Levi Force.
Oh, he cheated. He just said that.
Cheated.
Ahmad, what is next on Tara's hit list?
Other than the Atmos dunk, I can't really think of much else.
She mentioned that, so that's a cheap answer for both of you, but it's okay. I had it coming.
I mean, we're keeping our eyes peeled for a pair of 85 breads, but that's kind of like whenever it pops up kind of thing.
Especially right now, after The Last Dance, it's next to impossible to find. Anything like that is just through the roof. It's going to end up on Sold the Buys with the signed pair.
Sold the Buys.
Okay, next up, Tara, what is Ahmad's most sentimental pair of sneakers?
Cool. It would be Black Toes.
Ahmad, is that wrong?
No, that is correct.
I even tried to trick you with the wording.
No.
Ahmad, what is Tara's most sentimental pair of sneakers? If it's the same answer, I'm ending the podcast right now.
I don't know. That's a tougher one for me. I know her favorite, but I don't know what's the most sentimental. Maybe the Ali Mae Shadows?
And she's just going to shrug and say yes, because you guys are the happiest couple I've ever met in my life. Okay, the last one now. The very last one. Tara, which of your sneakers does Ahmad hate the most? See, this is a reason why you now have separate collections. So there has to be something that Ahmad does not like, or a lot that Ahmad does not like.
I know I've definitely goofed on her on some stuff before, so.
It's because they buy each other all their sneakers, so there's nothing that they don't like, because they curate each other's collections. There's got to be something that Ahmad doesn't like in your collection, Tara.
Oh, the CNY5s.
You can't say it. Yeah. She's
trying to help her get there.
Stop being such a good couple, please. You're ruining my...
He doesn't like the CNY5s that I have.
You're ruining the game. Is that the low-cut one?
Yes.
I also hate those, so me too. Me too, Ahmad. No offense, Tara. You have lots of nice shoes. All right, Tara. Who's next? Ahmad, what's the pair of sneakers that Tara hates the most in your collection? God knows you have a lot of ugly shoes, Ahmad.
A bunch of them is easier right now, but I don't know.
You just sold a bunch of them, that's why.
Yeah, he sold all his ugly shoes.
All the ugly ones. Shoes.
Maybe the Quay 54 Jordan ones.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I was wrong.
They got one wrong. What is it? What is it, Tara?
It's the off-white UNCs.
Oh. All right. This is what I wanted. I wanted to end on the grimiest note we could, and I like that. She's just staring him down, and he looks like he wants to just flip a table. This is excellent. I'm kidding. They look the happiest ever. Guys, thank you so much for coming. This was fun.
Yeah,
this was real fun. We hope to have you guys back soon. Hopefully within another 70 episodes, at least. Within another 70 episodes. Next time, hopefully it'll be in person. Hopefully next time all this stuff has been dealt with, and everyone can leave their homes safely and securely. But until then, please stay safe. We love you guys. Thank you once again for coming. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more called CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSold@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I've been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name's Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Ahmad, where can they find your lovely face?
You can find me at AO444.
Beautiful. And Tara, where can they find you?
LI.TARA.
Beautiful. And make sure everyone follow up good friends of the show. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 116 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, Tara, and Ahmad, and we are out. Peace.
Bye. just spotted the Nike Talk tee, Joel.
Oh, the tee? Yeah, yo.
Guys, that was so fun. Thank you. That was very fun. Hopefully, I did not put any pressure on you, Ahmad. I did not mean to.
I was waiting. I was waiting for
him. Yes,
I was waiting for Ahmad to grab that shelf and just like.